Grab a chip and a chair. It's time for the Best Bet Poker Show on 1010XL, 92.5 FM. Brought to you by the Best Bet Poker Rooms at Jacksonville and Orange Park. Now, the Best Bet Poker Show pals.
Welcome to the Best Bet Poker Show. Allie McDeal here with Jesse the Boss, Dustin the Great, talking all things poker till the top of the hour. We got a great show for you guys tonight. Yeah,
looks like we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty,
but we just rolling right through it. We got a great show for you guys tonight. First of all, the 1010XL main event is next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday already?
I can't believe it. It's already here. We are next Wednesday. We are midway through October. It's hard to believe we are approaching the end of 21.
It's fall 21.
Right?
Really. I can't either.
Yeah, it's really weird.
It went by so fast.
It did.
Yeah, I feel like I'm missing something. It can't be.
Well, I'll tell you, don't miss the 1010XL tournament next Wednesday.
I will not be missing the 1010XL tournament next Wednesday.
Looking forward to that. If you're unfamiliar with this, it's a great event. We bring out all the Googans, all the fans and favorites of the Best Bet Poker Show, as well as those who listen to any of the sports network throughout your day. And $110, you can come and play in this tournament. There's going to be five celebrity bounties. So those five personalities right here from 1010XL. Knock any of those guys out. You get $110 back on the spot, hopefully free-rolling the event. This event has picked up a lot of traction over the last, especially the last year and a half, 2 years.
Especially the last couple of years, yeah.
I don't know, what was our record, or what was it, like 370 something?
Yeah, 370 players.
Yeah, which is pretty spectacular. So that's, you know, I don't remember what was first place, around like between five, 7,000.
Mm-hmm.
Which is great for a $100 price point tournament. And again, this is not one of those tournaments that you're going to be sitting at the table with a bunch of grinders and all the pros. These are all the people that like to come out and play poker for fun. All your amateur buddies come out, hang out, talk football, talk sports, talk poker, talk anything you want. Just no politics or religion, please.
Yeah, that's it. Those are the two things that are not allowed in the poker.
Those are the two things you're not allowed to talk about, but you can talk about anything else.
Anything else.
So we look forward to that. Frank Frangie and crew will be live from the card room. We will do our show live there as well. And the tournament will kick off at 6 o'clock p.m. So registration will be open through the first
8 o'clock.
About 8:10. Okay.
And then as soon as registration ends around 8:10, we live stream a feature and final table.
Yeah, that's right. We take a break and then we come back from break and we have a feature table on Best Bet Live.
Right.
I love it. Yeah. This is going to be pretty spectacular.
It's really cool, man. It's a great opportunity to get in and maybe get lucky and get onto the feature table. You don't even have to make it all the way to the final table and play on our live stream, which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully you just stay there all night.
Yeah,
I
love
that. Get all the chips.
So there's a lot of things going on in October. As we talk about that, we're approaching the end of October, approaching the end of 2021. And approaching the end of what has been almost, 15 years of the show airing? 13 years.
You know, I was going to say we should do a trivia question of when, month, and year was the first Best Bet radio show.
Well, I just leaked a huge hint to that. So I know. Your research was just cut in half. I mean, you still have to come up with the rest of the information. However, as we approach the end of that, it looks like we are going to be actually closing the show out and taking it off the air at the end of October. So we have just a couple more shows left for you guys, tonight being one. Next week we'll be live, of course, at Best Bet, followed by an incredible 1010XL tournament. So we're hoping that you guys will all come out and visit, hang out with us, see the show live.
Yeah, so please come hang out with us for our last live show next week. Please come hang out with us.
Come hang out.
Come hang out. Come play some poker.
Introduce yourself.
We're going to give away a 1010XL seat tonight on air. We're going to give away one probably next week live from the card room as well. Yep. And then the following week, which will be our last week to air the show,
we'll have lots of giveaways.
We have lots of giveaways. So you guys have a tournament series coming up in November.
Yep, that's right.
Do you want to talk about it?
Do you want to share with the group? We can share with the group. I don't even know. Is it out? Yeah, of course. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter.
The knockout series. in November, featuring November. It's the November knockout series featuring the jab, the haymaker, and the uppercut.
The jab, the haymaker, and the uppercut.
So they're all little bounty tournaments. The jab is a $300 bounty tournament with $50 bounties, and the haymaker, which you know effectively is the main event, is a $2,000 buy-in with $500 bounties. Yes, we will have satellites for that all through leading up to the tournament in November, and then the uppercut is the $600 with $150 bounties.
That's huge.
It's huge.
We will do a mystery bounty. A couple people were talking about that, and Dustin and I were just talking about that. We don't have it on the schedule yet. We're going to figure out, put our own little spin on it, and do a mystery bounty. I don't know if you guys have heard about those or not, but
quick rundown.
They're pretty cool. Basically, what that means is if you make day two, everybody you knock out is a bounty, but it's a mystery how much you get. Mm-hmm. And the amount of money you get for knocking a player out on day one is minimal or nothing. It doesn't really have to be day one, day two. It could be after a set period of time. So you can give away a lot more later on, but you don't know what it is. It's a mystery.
Tis a mystery.
So your bounty could range from like a double up for the tournament buy-in to some massive prize, right?
Right. Your bounty, your bounty could range from in a $500 tournament from $100 to maybe $10,000.
That's insane.
Right.
What a gamble. I love it.
So there's a $300 tournament, a $600 tournament, and a $2,000 tournament. So if I could find a way to get this archive show shared via social media, like, I don't know, like let's pick it. Like let's say I can get it shared like 1,500 times, right? Do you think we could give away a seat into the $2,000 tournament, another seat into the $300, and another seat into the $600 on air on our final show?
I think we can.
Think we could do that?
That would be awesome.
That would be amazing.
Let me see what I can do. So I'll see if we
Let's
can
work
get
on that.
This archive
$2,900 in giveaways?
$2,900 in giveaways in 1 hour on our final show on the 27th of this month, but we're probably going to have to do something like share a show, and it's going to have to like go viral, right? We'll have to get like 1,500 retweets or something crazy, but that'd be pretty, I feel like that'd be a lot of fun.
Epic. Go out with a bang.
Go out with a bang, baby. I like it. All right. So huge shout out to Anthony Zeno, right? As we're talking about big Octobers and great things that are happening, some really great things that are happening and some really awful things that are happening. One of the great things that's happening is Anthony Zeno picks up his third WSOP bracelet, right? And not only does he do that, but he happens to do it in the event where the most atrocious actions that you could potentially see in the poker world happens, and it is with the one and only Phil Hellmuth. So if you didn't see his outbursts in the $10,000 buy-in stud, was it 8 or better or just 7-card stud?
It was in the $10,000 7-card stud straight high championship.
Straight high, okay.
There were 68 total players in the event. They were down to the final table, which was live streaming from the Rio.
From the Rio.
Main stage in the Amazon room.
On Poker Go, right?
On
or was it
Poker Go.
Yeah. Was it also on Fox Sports?
No. Okay. It's on Poker Go if you want to see it. I mean, I will say this. I have a lot of things to say about this.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. We're going to dive a lot into this. Yes. But I think that like one of the biggest pieces that first of all, before we dive into the entire Hellmuth thing, because we'll jump into that, is I want to say a huge congratulations to Anthony Zeno, because that
is more important.
Is way more important
than talking about the idiot of Phil Hellmuth.
I mean, Phil Hellmuth is, yeah.
And Zeno took it like a champ. He just took it on the chin.
He took it like a champ. But and
total champ. He didn't say anything.
To his defense, I would say.
Whatever.
He's one of the coolest guys at the table, right? Like, he's always calm. He's always cool. He's always collected. He's very intelligent. He's a great ambassador for the game. I love Zeno. So to see him in that situation and watch him chip away at Helmuth the way that he did and then have to deal with that and then come out victoriously
so much
as
better
the champion,
than he won.
I was so unbelievably happy.
So here's something really funny. If you watch the whole thing and you watch all the way through Phil's bust out hand, when Phil busts out, it's sort of a, I don't know the hand, but it's a whatever. He just busts out. It's nothing crazy happens. And he goes, all right, whatever. And he shakes everybody's hand. And he gets to Zeno, and he shakes his hand. And Zeno's like, it's been a pleasure, I guess.
Question mark?
Sort of.
He's like, it's been a pleasure, question mark.
Kind of.
But I mean, he is just a true gentleman. Like he's just great. So
I wanted to make sure
that we spent plenty of time congratulating him and making sure that we send the energy there because I think that's the most important place for it to be. Is to celebrate
and you know even when
victory.
When we saw the lineup of the final table, you're like, right on. We're obviously rooting for Zeno. Mm-hmm. So it was awesome that he won.
It was. I think Dustin has a link that he'll throw up on the stream. So if you haven't seen it, you can see him completely explode. And if Dustin doesn't
I don't know if we have that link.
Yeah, well, I can throw a link up.
Yeah, he can throw it up there. So if you haven't seen it, watch it. It's unbelievable. And basically, he just goes completely nuts. Now, when I say completely nuts, he is swearing. The vulgarities that he's speaking are, I mean, I don't even know what it would be rated.
The thing about Phil Helmuth that's interesting is he's standing there and he's talking, and he's saying, you know, obviously I can't repeat exactly what he's saying, but he's saying, you know, F this, F that, F this guy's cards, and, you know, I win all these tournaments because these effing guys play so bad, and you know, how can he do this, play effing like this, F this, that.
I mean, it was literally every other word.
The thing that's weird is he's not talking to anybody.
Right.
He's not addressed. It's not like he's talking to a specific person.
Yeah. Right.
He's just saying, hey, look at me be an idiot.
I mean, he does that every day when he wakes up and gets out of bed.
He looks in the mirror and
he looks at the mirror and he says, "Hey, look at me! I'm an idiot." And
how can I be as big of a buffoon as possible?
Right.
I don't know. I have really mixed feelings about it. I tend to lean more towards Team Helmuth, but
you think he's
just an ass?
I mean, that's it. Yeah. Dustin is no longer Dustin the Great.
Security.
Security.
Get him out of here.
Get out.
Everyone that I've ever heard that has met the guy that says he's incredibly nice, he's a great ambassador for the game. Nobody's ever had anything, besides what you've seen on TV, nobody's ever had anything.
Besides everything you see on TV, he's a great guy. Right.
Yeah, so we
get insight to like. What about everything you see on TV?
But that's an insight to like 1% of his life.
I know, but pause. Hold on. Wait, pause for 1 second.
But it's not.
But no, pause, because what you just said is an ambassador to the game. Nobody cares about his life. What we are looking at is his display of sportsmanship on the TV that is showing and projecting to the entire world what is how you are supposed to carry yourself at the poker table. And that's a problem. He can be the nicest guy in the world, and
he might be. We're not out playing golf with him and hanging out.
Right, and he might be super great, and I might be best friends with him. But the thing is, the way that he behaves as one of the greatest, the largest poker ambassadors, his behavior is inexcusable. I mean, it's the same thing that I would say about any NFL player, any basketball player, anybody who's an ambassador of the game, the sport, or whatever they're doing. You have an image that you have to hold and portray because everybody else is looking up to you as to how they're supposed to behave, how they're supposed to act, what they're supposed to do, right? And if they see him doing this all the time, nonstop, then it just looks like that's what I'm supposed to do when I go to the card room.
Right. I agree. It's really pathetic, and it's embarrassing. I watched it, and I was embarrassed as a a leader in the industry. I'm embarrassed for the industry watching this guy and this goofy-ass tirade for no reason at all.
I agree.
He lost a hand. It wasn't like he even got one outed or anything. You know what I mean? If we run the numbers on that hand, it's probably really close to a fairly even money hand. right? A flush draw with an overpair versus a pair.
Sure.
That's it. It's not like he lost some major flip. It's not like Zeno, even if he did play the hand bad, who cares? It's
right.
Not like he played the hand bad.
There's no excuse to behave that
way. It's not the first hand he's ever lost.
No.
Right.
It's not the first hand he's ever lost. And there's really no excuse for it. And, you know, the other people that are really the biggest problem with all of this isn't really what Phil Hellmuth did, but what everybody else didn't do.
That's the problem.
I completely agree with that statement.
Nobody did anything.
Correct.
Not the dealer. I'm surprised the other players. I mean, it's kind of a freebie for the other players. You know, you can't get kicked out. You can kind of say whatever you want right there.
Right.
So I would have stood up and said something to Phil because it's a total freebie for me. I can say whatever I want
to
him.
Except then you're drug into the drama yourself. So I feel like the intelligent players, which were all of the other players at the table, by not engaging, two things are happening. You're not engaging.
It makes him look even more stupid.
Well, if he doesn't have anything to feed off of, it's going to die down quicker, right? So the situation is going to diffuse because you don't have two people now doing this where they're elevating right. And going up. So it's controlled with one person. So by not saying anything, they're helping to control the situation, number one. Number two, if they drag themselves in and say something at all, they start to become potentially emotional. So now they have something that another factor that could be impeding their game. And that's the last thing you want, right? You don't want your game to implode sure. because you got this guy acting like himself.
You could just look at him and say, hey, man, shut up and sit down. Nobody cares.
Yeah. I mean, you could, really think he's just going to let that go?
No.
It's not like he's just going
to
sit down.
No, because he's not even talking to anybody, so he's not even going to pay attention.
Right.
Or somebody at the table could just calmly say, could we get a floor person, please?
Right. I agree with that. That's the best way to handle
it. The best way to handle it would be, and if this ever happened, to say calmly, could we have a floor person, please?
The unfortunate
part. The floor person comes over and you say, could you please handle this? That's it. Nice and calm. You don't have to engage. You don't even have to talk to them. But the people that are at most at fault are Ty Stewart and Jack Effel, who run the World Series of Poker.
Absolutely.
To let that go on for I don't know how many minutes, like 10 or 15 minutes.
That is a long time.
He throws his cards off the table, and it looks like the dealer had to pick him up if you really watch the video. So there's not even a floor person in range. It's really a pathetic display.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable and a pathetic and embarrassment by Phil Hellmuth. It's like it's an embarrassment for the industry.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying.
For
poker as an industry,
yes.
He makes us look horrible.
As an ambassador.
No respect.
In the industry, it is, yeah.
Not that we liked him to begin with, but now, none.
No respect whatsoever. And, you know, it's a lot of people have jumped on the bandwagon of saying, like, it's ridiculous that nothing has happened. And people that some of the most respected players in poker, some of the highest level players, some of the, you know, the most successful poker players look at this and they're like, this is completely ridiculous. And how did we let this go without anything happening? So we're talking about the World Series of Poker where we are, you know, we're pulling people right. from 30 plus countries. We're talking about tens, 20s, 30s of thousands of players coming to Las Vegas to play and participate in a world-renowned sport, right? And there are rules to every sport that you play. When you jump in the ring, there is a rule, regardless of what the sport is. And when you're not following those rules, then you have to be penalized per the same way that everybody else would be penalized. So if any other player on the planet was sitting at that table, or any person that was a no-namer, we'll say, okay,
sure.
and they behaved that way, they would have been ejected.
Well, they would have been
minimally penalized. They would have been, who even knows what would have happened?
I agree.
It 100% would not have been nothing. So my question is, now as we move forward and they've set the standard with what they did or did not do with Hellmuth, what's that response going to look like?
Does everybody have a freebie now? Does everybody have a freebie at the World Series of Poker?
I would think so.
To stand up, scream obscenity, say whatever they want. This is like, I mean, he wasn't really, he doesn't direct it at anybody.
He's not attacking anybody specific.
Right.
Maybe only in 10Ks plus.
Only in 10Ks plus?
Yeah. I feel like no.
No. But so you
although, to be fair, there are a lot of the 10K plus tournaments.
There are. I feel like you kind of have a freebie. You can just stand up and scream absurdities and obscenities together, not, you know, directed at anybody. Although he did say, I'm going to burn this effing place down if I don't win this tournament.
Yeah, that one was a little extreme.
A little extreme. Yeah. And then he caught himself really quick and said, no, that was a joke. That was a joke. I'm not a violent person. I'm not violent. I'm not going to do that.
He said, I'm going to burn this effing place down if
I'm
I don't
not
win
violent,
this tournament.
And then he chucks the chair through the wall.
Yeah, I'm not violent. I just threw the cards off the table, and I'm stomping around like a three-year-old having a temper tantrum, which is an embarrassment to the sport of poker. I think everybody at the World Series, everybody down there right now should just get up and start screaming obscenities.
I think I would everybody. Love
that. And when the floor person comes over and says, hey, you can't do that, they can say, hey, I'm Phil Hellmuth.
Everyone has an iPad. Just show them the video on the iPad.
Yeah, show them the video. Hold up the video. So if you're at the World Series of Poker right now.
And you're listening.
Pull up the Phil Hellmuth 10K final table. I think it's about, I don't know, it's not in like the first quarter of the show. Pull it up and have it ready and get up there and just blurt out some obscenities for no reason at all.
Yeah, I like it.
And then when they come over, show them that and say, I'll continue playing.
Yes, absolutely.
Just like this.
You know, I think we need to take a break, but one really quick point. You know what I think?
I need to go
back
to Vegas. I'm ready.
You're ready now.
I'm ready.
So
fired up.
Like you're playing on Poker Stars or some of these online platforms, and if you lose a hand or when the hand's over, you know, you can like throw things at people.
Yeah, you can throw like a donkey, poop on them or a tomato.
Like tomatoes or whatever. I think everybody at the series should be allowed to carry a pacifier and chuck it at Phil Hellmuth anytime.
Every time he
walks by. Yeah. Like if he's at the table. Can you imagine just people firing pacifiers
what a great
at him.
Idea.
Everybody just gets to throw it at him because
throw a pacifier.
Yeah, it could be like live online poker at the World Series of Poker attacking.
He'll probably see the problem is he'll enjoy
it's
it
perfect.
And he'll lie on the ground in like the baby.
Yeah,
pose.
He would love it.
Yeah. And the unhappy baby.
The unhappy baby. And
the
collect
kicking
his
and screaming baby. All right, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got more poker to talk about. Plus, we have a 1010XL main event seat to give away. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of the Best Bet Poker Show on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
The Best Bet Poker Show on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Best Bet Poker Show. Allie McDeal here with Jesse the Boss, Dustin the Great, talking all things poker. We were talking about Phil Hellmuth, the berate he did at the table of the 10K seven-card stud straight high event, WSOP bracelet. And it was a disaster, but I know we got lots to talk about. Both the YouTube boys were in Vegas, and I want to get into some of your stories and hear about how your trip went and what poker was like and what kind of it was like being there during the series for the fall and all of that. But really quick, shout-out to Slum Donkey Zachary. I think that says Milchman. He takes second place in event number 9, which is the 10K Omaha High-Low 8 or Better Championship. So congratulations to him. And
great job, Zachary.
Yeah, it sounds like Zach had...
Phil Hellmuth made that final table also.
And was also being the same bratty, berating man that he is.
Yeah, there's no way that's a soft field either, the 10K 08 event.
Yeah.
No, that's one of the...
That's the grinders.
That's the grinders, yeah. That is a tough field. A very tough field to beat.
Yeah. So, Boss, I know that you were in Vegas, and you were there not only, I think you, did you play the 10K Omaha event, or did you play a different Omaha event?
I played an Omaha event, but it was not that event. So I played the $1,500 Omaha 8 or Better event that was a few days before that. And I'll tell you what, it was interesting. It was interesting playing in Vegas for the first time in a couple of years. Obviously, there's, you know, we still have the masks, but you didn't have to wear a mask at the table, but you did have to wear a mask all the way up to the table.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got up and walked around, you had to wear a mask, but you didn't have to wear it at the table, which is a little bit confusing. I will say that there were lines everywhere. And the hardest decision to make was, which line do I stand in, right? And unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of answers when you talk to somebody like, okay, I have my vaccination on my phone. I have already prepaid for my tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I go?
Right.
And so it was difficult. You know, they were doing a pretty good job. Most everybody was doing a pretty good job trying to work through it. But the lines were very long when I was there. Most people had to wait 2 and 3 and even 4 hours in line just to be able to play their first tournament.
I mean, it's crazy, right? So I feel like
I didn't have to wait in line.
Did you go at like 3 a.m.?
I'm special.
Oh, that's right. You're platinum card holder.
No, wait. I'm even more special than that. Even
excuse me, diamond. I forget. Yeah, I know. Yes.
No, even more special. Even more special.
Platinum diamond. No
I
diamond.
Just, I know people. I know people.
You got a guy that knows a guy.
I got a guy that knows a guy. So
all right.
My line from waiting time was like 5 minutes, where everybody else waited about 3 or 4 hours. I felt pretty fortunate.
I feel like you should brag about that a little bit more.
I just did. It was clean. I feel good about it.
You're feeling pretty good about it? Yeah, nice. Yeah. Okay, so you play the Omaha event. The lines are long. What's the food situation like, right? Because dealing with COVID and all of the people and the close proximity, and I imagine that's probably a bit challenging.
Well, they still have the poker kitchen open.
Okay.
Although it's cut in half, and they put a sports book in there, which is actually kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. And
do they have like the Poker Go and all the streaming of the WSOP and stuff on in there?
Yeah, they got everything on in there. It's really cool. They put in the sports book in close proximity, which is smart because it's football season during the World Series of Poker, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why they put it there. And but there's lines everywhere. All over Vegas, not just the World Series of Poker, because not everything is open. So the things that are open definitely draw a big crowd. Also, you know, the bathrooms sort of out the back door mm-hmm. are still there. You can still go out there and smoke. But what's his name? Famous Dave, Super Dave's?
Yeah.
All American Dave has a stand there, but he doesn't have his truck there, so he's still in operation, but he has to make everything off site, and they still bring it to you somehow if you have an account.
Is that just a change for him, or does that have something to do with COVID?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know, but he wasn't on site, but he would still bring it to you if you had an account.
Well, and there's a lot of stuff that, like you were mentioning, that's closed. Like, for instance, the Palms is not open, right?
Palms
and
that's still shut down.
And that's weird because that's right across the street from the Rio.
Right.
So that's a whole area that, you know, had restaurants and hotels and different
right.
amenities that were available to players when you have such an influx of people, right, that are coming in and infiltrating the Rio and Vegas for the WSOP. If there's nowhere for them to eat, that becomes problematic. And the Rio sure. is, you know, it's set off the strip a bit. So it's not like I feel like if you're at like the Cosmo or the Bellagio, there's so many places to go because there's things
right,
that are
you can,
close.
Right, you can walk
there's
to the casino next door.
There's nothing next to the Rio.
Right.
Right. I mean, other than the Palms. You walk across the street, but the Palms isn't open.
You know what else was funny? And this is not a Rio thing, but just a Vegas thing. A lot of the restaurants are closed still on the slow days. Which are the slow days? Monday and Tuesday. So all of the restaurants are closed Monday and Tuesday.
That's interesting.
Right.
Huh.
Funny, huh? So you just can't eat Monday, Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday, you just starve in Vegas.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, they're only for drinking. The bars are
that's
open.
Right.
All restaurants are closed.
Monday and Tuesday, video poker at the bar. Eat some peanuts if you can.
You have to, but you have to get the bowl that everybody shares, right?
Yeah.
Of course. The community peanut bowl from the Las Vegas community peanut bowl. Mmm, delicious. So, Dustin, I know you were down at South Point, right?
I was.
You spent predominantly most of your time off the strip, also in more of a local area.
Yeah.
So, what was that like?
It was busy. It almost seemed like most of the locals were and the dealers were surprised at how busy they were. But South Point's a great spot. I like playing there, it's a nice property. It's off the strip. You don't have to deal with the chaos. They have free parking. A steakhouse is good. I also spent quite a bit of time at the Nugget. You know, I like to go slumming every once in a while. So
I went to the Nugget. It was nice.
I love going downtown.
Yeah, I love the Nugget.
They've like really redone downtown, and it's
awesome.
Fun again.
It's weird.
It's this
it's
place
weird.
To be again.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like it went from being like the it was the place to be, right? And then it became, then it just became the iconic place to be because everybody wanted to be on the Strip. Yeah. And then it became, you don't want to go there at all.
Then it became the Bourbon Street.
Yeah, then it was, then it was like, just do everything you can to avoid it. Yeah. And then now they started rebuilding
those little
it.
Circles
now it's fantastic.
Where everybody, the street people, like work in the circle.
Right.
So yeah. I think they have to have like a permit for your circle.
That's a great idea.
It's a great idea, right? Yeah. So you actually have
get
to
get off my corner.
You have to go through some sort of bureaucracy or something,
right,
to be allowed to be the dancing grandpa for tips,
or the standstill man, or yeah,
or the standstill man. Right.
Do you, what about if you're the guy with the Bible? Do you need a circle for that?
Same circle.
Do you
circle.
Need a circle?
You need your own circle.
That's a curveball.
That yeah,
the Bible circle.
The Bible circle.
I don't know if he needs a circle.
It's interesting, though, right?
He's not. He's actually, he's not in Vegas.
He's Elvis needs a circle.
Elvis has the whole town. Elvis doesn't.
Yeah, does
need
Elvis?
A circle.
Elvis doesn't need a circle either. No. All right, I can appreciate that. I can love and appreciate that Elvis doesn't need a circle.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Dustin, did you have any luck?
I did. We went. I think we went 5 for 7 in cash games, 1 for 3 in tournaments, and stuck a million in Pai Gow and video poker.
Yeah.
So standard.
Sounds like a good trip.
You just make enough money to lose in tournaments and video poker.
That's it.
Yeah. That's perfect. Sounds like a perfect Las Vegas trip. I know Johnny, who was filling in for you last week, it was nice to have Fam back on the show for a little bit, is in Vegas now, and he played the Flip and Go. And this was a tournament that everybody was like super excited about. We were all talking about. And he played and. There was like a weird setup with the dealers or the way they ran the event.
I don't know why they had all the dead spreads necessarily, but they basically ran just one table at a time, but they had a whole bunch of dead spreads. I don't know what they did.
Yeah, I don't understand that either because it wasn't like you flipped and then jumped right into the event. Like everyone flipped and then came back several
came
hours
back
later.
The next day.
Do you think they were
wasn't
expecting?
The next day.
Oh, okay, weird.
I think, yeah.
Do you think they were like expecting a bigger I don't even know. Yeah, I was trying to.
I think maybe they thought they were just going to do, okay, let's put down 100 people on, or 90 people. What are they, eight-handed, nine-handed?
Eight-handed.
I think they were nine-handed for that event.
Nine-handed, mm-hmm. So 90 people on the 10 tables and then just all do it at once. And then they said, you know what, let's just do this one table at a time.
Yeah, you got to have a floor.
I thought everything
sweat.
Was eight-handed at the series.
No, they've been nine. I'm pretty sure they're
nine. Are they
nine? Yeah.
Okay.
I think they're eight-handed everywhere else, and for some reason they're nine. Actually, South Point was nine-handed too.
Oh, okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
And masks everywhere in Vegas.
Masks everywhere. Mask mandate, gas stations, restaurants, everywhere.
So did you find that the poker played any different in terms of the series being held during this time of year? Like, did you see a difference in the number of people or the type of people or
really.
The style yeah. of
I mean,
play?
The numbers are down. For the tournaments because...
But also you have a pandemic, so that's going to drive them down. But, we talked about how it would change the demographics based on the time of year that it is.
I felt like I was there during the summer.
It seemed the same to you.
I kept telling people, I kept saying like, agreed. Oh, yeah, this during the summer. Oh, wait, it's fall. Oh, yeah, we'll do this next summer. Or, I mean, in 8 months, I thought I was there during the summer. Mm-hmm. Besides the weather, I couldn't tell the difference. It felt like being there during the World Series. People were having fun. People were drinking. People were gambling. It was the summertime. It was the World Series. It was cool.
I love it. Well, I'm looking forward to going. I'm going to be out there, in fact, at the end of October. I was supposed to be out there with you boys, winning tournaments then, but that didn't happen. I wonder if Helmuth would have berated me at the table. Boy, that would be a double whammy, wouldn't it? He gets busted for just being a complete jerk and then being a jerk to a woman? Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! I don't know if he can handle the backlash from that one. We'll see. But so I'll be there at the end of October. And my plan is to go for Halloween, have a nice time for a few days. And I think I'm going to go to the Breeders' Cup at
the
Del Mar Racetrack.
Where the surf meets the turf.
Where the surf meets the turf in San Diego. So I might go for that for a day and then come back and fire the main event. What do you guys think about that plan?
Ship it.
Great idea.
Ship it. So... you'll get to hear two more shows, and then the next time you hear from me.
What a cliffhanger.
Two more shows, and
she's
then the next time.
And then she wins the main event.
Whoop. It's like Good Will Hunting, where he just, he's
gone. Yeah, she gone. That's the way it's going to go. All right, we need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we got that 1010 XL main event seat to give away. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's the Best Bet Poker Show on 1010 XL and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Best Bet Poker Show. Allie McDill here with Jesse the Boss, Dustin the Great. All right, as we've been rolling through talking about World Series of Poker, I know everybody is super excited to play the 1010 XL main event next Wednesday. And that, in fact, might be the last 1010 XL main event, right? And if that
is the case,
very
well could be, so you better
don't
get down.
Want to miss it. So we're going to give you an opportunity right now. That's right. Yeah, the record is what? 375-ish?
370 and change. Yeah,
370 and change. So 641-1010 is the phone number. 641-1010. And we will take the sixth caller right now. 641-1010. We'll take the sixth caller and you will get a seat into the 1010 XL main event next Wednesday evening over at the Jacksonville, Best Bet Jacksonville property. So it is $110 value. Five bounties are going to be in that tournament. You knock any of those five bounties out and you get your money back on the spot. I do know that one of the bounties that's standing in is going to be Josh Scobie. So we got Scobie.
Oh, sweet.
We have Prosser. We have
Easy Money.
Donna. We have
yourself.
Hayes, I believe. I'm not sure if it's Denny or if it's Hayes. And then yours truly, McDeal. So five of us, and I would say dead money to all of them, but if Denny's playing, I think he took second place not too long ago. Was that the last
one? Was that the last one that he took second place?
It was the last one, yeah.
It was the last one. I feel like he has to come back and play this time.
He has to come back.
He kind of has to. He's sort of like the defending champion or last bounty standing, if you will. So
if this may be the last one, McDeal might have to make a big play for it.
McDeal might have to actually win this one.
It wouldn't be right anyway.
It wouldn't be right if I didn't just go for it, would it?
You got to bank this one.
I'm going to have to bank this one.
Yeah.
All right. So if you missed the beginning part of the show, we talked about how this is our last month to run the Best Bet Poker Show here on 1010 XL. After 13 glorious years in an incredible amount of shows, lots of poker information, lots of poker knowledge, and we've done our best to try to educate you and make sure that we've given you a good time and keep you up to date with what's happening in the poker world, in the gaming world, not just here in Jacksonville, but all over, and kind of make sure that everybody knows what's going on. I do want to make sure that everybody knows that we still have Best Bet Live, which is up and running on Facebook, on Twitch, On YouTube. Those are the three platforms, And you can continue to watch that. So there will still be live streams with cash games, with tournament play, and those happen weekly. Dustin, what do we look like tonight? You guys have a live stream tonight?
Tonight we're playing 2-5, no limit, deep stack cash game, 300 min, $1,500 max.
Okay, nice. And then tomorrow, there's a stream tomorrow?
Tomorrow there is a stream. I think tomorrow's 2-2, and then I think we come back Friday for more 2-5.
Okay, awesome. So there's plenty of opportunities to be able to continue to watch Best Bet Live, and you can get all that information, of course, at bestbetjacks.com. But so for the 1010 tournament, we hope to see you guys next Wednesday because it's going to be a ton of fun. So how many players do you think we're going to get? Let's go ahead and put the line.
Bossman always nails these.
I know,
He's like Rain Man.
Yeah.
He's like Rain Man with this stuff.
He is Rain Man with the... We should make a meme of him right now, take a picture of him, and then, you know, you put all the, like, the differential equation things around his head.
403.
403?
Wow, that's strong.
Strong. Wow.
Going big.
That's a good number, actually. I like that number.
Yeah,
think,
403
Dustin?
Is strong. I'm going to take the under just because I feel like I'm free-rolling like Jeopardy or like Price is Right.
You are free rolling tickets.
If I go between 373 and 403.
$1, Bob.
Yeah.
One player, Allie. One player.
Yeah, I feel like I'm free rolling if I take the under.
One player.
It's hard to take the over. He set the bar really high. He'd have to give me really good odds to take the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with – I'm going to take the over. I'm going to be optimistic. I'm going to take the over.
You the real gambler.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over because I have a feeling that I'm somehow going to wrap in.
That means I can set. That means I set the line. I can be the book, right?
Yeah.
I got it over and an under.
I figure if I add in the fact that we're having the 1010 XL tournament next Wednesday and give all the details and then get people to retweet that for us to give away the 2900 on the 27th on the show. Then we're going to generate a lot of play. We'll get a lot of players, and then I'll win the over. I like it a lot. So, yeah, so that's the talk. All right, so we have We got a couple shows left, a live show next week. So make sure you come out and say hi to us. You can come take pictures. You can come play, of course. And if you're not interested in playing, you can just come out, hang out, say hello. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. So in our place after we are no longer on the air, it looks like the one and only End of the Night with Rick Blue will be taking our place. So that's where you'll find your programming here as we lead into the end of October. Okay, so Boss Man, tell me again the name of the fun tournament happening in November. The three events.
Oh, the knockout, November knockout series.
What are the three punches?
And
the haymaker?
It's not up on the website yet. I'm pretty sure it's the weekend of around the 14th, 15th.
Okay.
It's the jab.
The jab.
$300 buy-in, $50 bounty.
Okay.
The, you know, official main event, basically, so to speak. The haymaker.
I love it.
$2K buy-in. $500 bounty. Purple chip bounty. And they're purple chip because that's what happens when you get hit with the haymaker.
Get a purple eye.
Purple eye.
Yeah.
That's fun. I like it.
and there are satellites for the haymaker. And then the last one will be the uppercut, a $600 Nolan and Holden with $150 bounties.
I feel like whoever wins these events, you should take a really cool picture of them, like doing something, and then turn it into an NFT and give it, like, see if
that's
they can
sell
it. That's
a great idea. We're going to take this picture, and this is going to be your first NFT.
This is your first NFT. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Winning a tournament and then parlaying it into an NFT and hoping to sell it for all the money.
Boss Man, these are all one-day events?
The 2K, we will bring back the final table the next day.
Okay, cool.
Similar to our, we have a 1500-hour tournament coming up this weekend, right?
No, the GoPo is this weekend.
Oh, the GoPo is this weekend.
GoPo, $400
Greater Orange
GoPo
Park
this weekend.
Open, yeah.
So, all right, so again, $2,000 buy-in, $600 buy-in, $300 buy-in, $2,900 in buy-ins for those three events. And we're going to try to give away a seat into all three of those on the 27th of October.
That's right.
So in 1 hour, we're going to give away $2,900 right here on 1010. What do you guys think about that?
Ship it.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break. But when we come back, we will talk all things promotions and put a wrap on the show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Best Bet Poker Show on 1010XL and 92.5 FM.
Welcome back to the Best Bet Poker Show. Allie McDeal here with Jesse the Boss, Dustin the Great, wrapping up the program. All right, you guys, there's some incredible giveaways going on this month in Jacksonville and in Orange Park. There's lots of tournaments. There's lots of things happening. The Greater Orange Park Open, in fact, is this weekend. So you can go over to Jacksonville. Head over to Orange Park for $400. October 16th, so that looks like there's a flight on Friday, a flight on Saturday, single day.
It's a single day tournament on Saturday. There is a satellite on Friday at 2 p.m. for $80 to get you into the single day tournament on Saturday.
I love that they've all become single day tournaments.
It's awesome.
I think it's fantastic. I think a lot of people enjoy it, actually.
I think so also. Mm-hmm. I think single day tournaments are the way to go. I mean, we'll eventually bring back some multi-flight tournaments and stuff, but single day tournaments are really so much better.
And then, of course, next week, as we've been talking about, the 1010XL main event will be next Wednesday. Kicks off at 6 o'clock p.m. $110 will get you into that. Five bounties, knock any of them out. You get $110 back.
Easy
You'll
money.
Be free rolling the event. And it has been said now that McDeal's planning to win this one.
Lock it up.
The one and only.
I'm just going to have to win this one.
Allie
go out
McDeal
with the,
for the win.
Jesse's the book. It's McDeal versus the field.
McDeal versus the field.
If you want action, yeah.
I like it. And then the $1,500 Fall Frenzy, put that on your calendar. That is the following weekend, October 24th. Also, a single day event, except the final table will come back for the live stream the next day.
Right, and that starts the 23rd, and the final table's on the 24th.
And the final table's on the 24th.
Yeah,
so that's,
and you know what? On Wednesday the 20th, right before the 1010XL main event at 3 p.m., there's a satellite to get into that.
Oh, nice.
So you can come play the satellite, win your way into that, and then play the what may be the final 1010XL event.
I absolutely love it. And for those who are looking to play some cash, lots of cash, high hand promotions going on at both locations, Jacksonville and Orange Park. In fact, in Orange Park on the 22nd, which is next Friday, is a $10,000 day that is in Orange Park only. So throughout the course of the day, from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. and from 7 p.m. to 12 a.m., they are giving away $10,000 in high hands over in Orange Park. So definitely a good place to be. $400 and $500 high hands throughout the entire week in Jacksonville and Orange Park as well. And yeah, we got lots of that stuff going on. So
as always,
in addition
lots of
to poker, if you guys are looking for something that's a little bit more fast-paced, you can also check out any of the other games, any of the pit games that look like PyGal, which Dustin enjoyed very much while he was in Las Vegas.
Maybe too much.
Speaking of Vegas-style game, there's one-card poker, two-card poker, three-card poker.
Ultimate
Texas Hold'em. What am I missing? High Card Flush?
DJ Wild.
High Card Flush and DJ Wild. So any of those, you can start with $5, bet just $5, and run it all the way up and hope to get your entry into your next tournament. That's going to do it for us tonight. But don't go anywhere. End of the Night with Rick Ballew is coming up next.